This is MSO News Sports, and we are joined by Mark Aboyan from the Daily Item of Lynn. And Mark, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Looking forward to it.
We are talking some basketball here in this segment, high school basketball, and then we'll have Mark dip into the Celtics, get his take on all of that in just a moment or so. Mark, I got to share with the folks that I was at two huge basketball games this week. I'm calling them huge games. In the Cape Ann League, which is out of your area, Manchester Essex undefeated, now at 15-0, defeated Newburyport, who suffered their first Cape Ann League loss on Monday night at Manchester Essex. But a great high-energy game, which turned out to be a defensive battle. I didn't really totally expect that, but we're seeing some great defenses out there this year being thrown out by a lot of teams. Case in point, Mark, you and I were both in Marblehead Tuesday night when Marblehead took on Peabody. And let me just set this up, because I saw both of the Marblehead Peabody games. I saw the first one when it was stopped because of the leaky roof in Marblehead. That was the one that was resumed Tuesday. So I've seen that entire game two different nights. And then I saw them playing over in Peabody. And in that game, Peabody, I'm going to say it kind of smoked them a little bit for a while there. But I got to tell you, the Tuesday night game, I was so impressed with how Marblehead responded and came out with incredible energy to match Peabody. And it was a ferocious battle as well from both teams.
Yeah, no, it was an amazing game. They both bring two very different, things to the table with Peabody. You know, they're led by their two guards and AJ 40 and Rafael Laurent, and then Marblehead, you know, there's so much size, you know, down low, the Scott Campbell and like Ryan Kamas. There's a very, very good game, very close throughout. I don't think, like, you know, any team got above, like, you know, 7-8 point lead. Very competitive game, and, you know, stuff you like to see in the NEC.
Yeah, and I know the Peabody players after the game were giving credit to the Marblehead backcourt as well with that pressuring defense on those two guys that you just mentioned for Peabody, Forte and Laurent. So anyways, a great high school basketball game. I think it bodes well for both teams looking for the tournament. Both teams still have some more games to play, obviously, before the postseason, but should be a great I'm hoping both teams can win a few games in the tournament. And, you know, Marblehead has that history of kind of surprising teams in the postseason. So maybe something to look forward there for two teams out of the Northeastern Conference this year.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like you mentioned, Marblehead got all the way, I think it was to the Elite Eight last year, which was a big surprise. They had like that buzzer beater, game-winning buzzer beater last year, too, I think, get them to the Elite Eight. And, I mean, with their size, I'm sure they can compete with a lot of teams. And then, like you mentioned, Marblehead also has Nick Lemon, who I forgot to mention, is probably one of the best three-level scorers in the area. And then with Peabody, that backcourt, they could take them pretty far, I feel, between Laurent and Forte.
Yeah, you got it. All right, let's just jump to a few other teams. Get some updates on some teams. Now, for many years, the top girls basketball team on the North Shore has been the St. Mary's girls. They've been battling Bishop Fenwick over the years for that honor, I suppose. They're no different this year. But the St. Mary's girls team, Mark, has taken a few losses on the schedule, including a tight loss to Fenwick earlier this year over in Lynn. But and those two teams will meet again on I guess it's Valentine's Day, the 14th, over in Peabody. But what can you tell me? What's the take on the St. Mary's girls team this year, and how they're performing?
Yeah, I mean, I talked to Jeff Newhall a few times this season, and you know, leading up to the basketball season, and he was saying, you know, it's going to be different, but he still expects them to be competitive, and that's exactly what they are. They're very competitive. They're, you know, led by, you know, freshman Bella Uwumi, who I think is probably the best freshman in the state, at least that I've seen. You know, she's like the heartbeat of the team this year, and you know, her scoring ability is unmatched, but it's really her poise as a freshman. And she got a lot of minutes last year as an eighth grader, but what she's doing, you know, she has multiple D1 offers already, and you know, it's just very impressive. And then they also got Reese Matella, I'm blanking how to pronounce her last name right now, who is a great finisher under the rim, and you know, gives them good size and rebounding. And you know, for a team that graduated 3 1,000 point scores last year and still be playing like they, you know, haven't lost a step, is it's all credit to that program and, you know, under, you know, the leadership of Jeff Newhall.
No, absolutely. And I want you to also, we have a couple of other teams on the radar screen. It's always great to, sometimes this is the time of year, we're about three quarters through the regular season for most of these teams. And so you really get to see, you know, what's happening this year, which is different from previous years. And I think, so one of the top teams right now for boys hoops is that Lynn Tech boys team. So tell me more about them for our listeners, Mark.
Yeah, so Lynn Tech, you know, they're one of the more fun teams to watch. They're 12-2, I believe, right now. And when I tell you they have one of the best home atmospheres in, you know, in Lynn or even like this, you know, area, it's definitely the truth. They, you know, they get a lot of people going. It's a lot loud. They're fun to watch. They're always, you know, they're up and pressing. They have, they're led by their senior center, Edric Gonzalez. You know, he's like 6'5", 6'6", you know. He's definitely the reason why they're currently ranked eighth in Division Four. He's just a, you know, beast in the post, double-double machine. And between him and they have, you know, two, you know, great guards that are sophomores in Andy Batista and Giovanni Jean. And, you know, their ability and unselfishness, I should say, as two, you know, rising stars in their league is, you know, fun to watch. And with Edric down low, you know, this team, you know, could go pretty far and, you know, do some damage in the come playoff time.
Yeah, I want to just mention two other boys' hoop stories for teams that you guys cover a lot. That would be earlier this week, Swampscott beat Lynn Classical. That was their 10th win, so they qualify for the tournament. Nice win for Swampscott. And also, Lynn English. Our listeners might be curious. Lynn English, 13-3 right now in the season, so they're having a fantastic year. But of course, they've had such very dominant years in the past, not in the not so distant past. So those are two boys teams that, well, Classical have been very competitive this year in the GBL, as has Lynn English. And of course, that was a nice win for Swampscott on Tuesday night against Lynn Classical over there.
Yeah. Swampscott was a good win. I mean, I think that's two in a row for Swampscott, you know, and, you know, led by their, you know, sophomore guard, Connor Chirillo. Scored 33 against Classical, and then I believe it was Beverly the game before he scored 30. So he's been on the tear. And you know, like you said, they just missed out on the postseason last year. I think they had 9 wins. They just missed out by one spot in the rankings, I believe. But yeah, Classical, like you said, they're battling. They're still a young team, but you know, they have Marvin Avery Jr., sophomore, is really good for them. And then, yeah, like English. I mean, they lost a lot of seniors, and they had a transfer, so it's a new team. But they're competitive. They're really athletic. All their players, you know, get to the rim. They want to play fast and get up in your face. And you know, Alvin Abreu over there is, you know, one of the better coaches out there. He's done a great job with the Bulldogs.
Yeah, terrific. And yeah, I'm glad. Like we're sharing some names of some athletes that fans may want to catch before the season ends this year. All right, I'm just going to jump quickly back to the girls for a moment here and the Saugus team. I got a chance to see the Saugus girls earlier this year. Joe Lowe, their new coach, taking over for Mark Surrender, who stepped down or retired at the end of last season. And But you've seen the Saugus girls this year. What can you share with us?
Yeah, Saugus, like you said, Joe Lowe taking over. He's done a great job. I mean, they're a team that they won a playoff game last year. Then they, I think it was, who was it? Archbishop Williams, I think, knocked them out in the second round. But, you know, they returned everyone. And, you know, they have a lot of seniors on the team. So it's a real group led by their, you know, veteran leaders. But they have some, you know, good underclassmen. Obviously, the standout Payne DiBiasio. The ball's usually always in her hands. She's very unselfish. She can score anywhere on the court. And then you also have her teammate, Ella Castle, who is a junior, I believe, who you can't leave her open, you know, at all. She, you know, multiple games this year with 5 or more made threes. And, you know, that team is just they just surround the perimeter with shooters all over the court, and they can, you know, really do some damage. And, you know, great, great coaching by Joe Lowe to, you know, have them have the ability to clinch the NEC Lynch division outright, I think, tonight against Danvers they play.
Yeah, well, and I think that should should be a pretty competitive game, too. Nice one. You're right. Okay. We're talking with Mark Aboyan from the Daily Item of Lynn. We're talking here on Thursday prior to some Thursday night basketball here on the North Shore. But, Mark, you know, I have to be honest. I haven't watched a lot of the Celtics this year. But I'm thinking, I mean, we got to get ready. We got to have the Bruins with a long playoff run and the Celtics with a long playoff run. I'm hoping this year, opposed to watching the regular season and having them bow out early in this 2024. So what is your take on the Celtics? Where do you think they are at? Where do they fit into the context of the NBA? What is your take?
Yeah, I mean, through 51 games now, they still have the best record in the NBA. And it's a different team than, years past, obviously, between trading, Marcus Smart, getting rid of Malcolm Brogdon this offseason, bringing in Porzingis and Holiday. They're more in past, Celtics used to rely on their depth. Their bench used to be really strong. Now it's more their starting five is the best starting five in the league. And it's going to be interesting how it turns out in the playoffs. Obviously, still have Al Horford coming off the bench, which is, no slouch or anything. They're a fun team. They could be frustrating at times, but I feel like that's just the course of the season being long. If they could finish this game strong, they have 4 games left until the All-Star break, including the game against the Wizards tomorrow. So they should win then. And I think they could do it this year. I think they have enough talent. They definitely have enough talent. It's just getting over the hump. And the rest of the East, there's trade deadlines today at 3 p.m., so a lot of them are making moves. I know the Knicks made a lot of moves today. Boston brought in Xavier Tillman from Memphis yesterday. That'll add some depth on the bench in the front court, an elite defensive player. So they have all the tools. I think, last year under Joe Mazzulla's first full season, I think he learned a lot. I don't think he is learning, but I think they have what it takes to get it done and finally bring that Banner 18 back to Boston.
I think sometimes seasons ripple off against from 1 year to the next. There's an impact from one to the other, if you will. And I think that now this is the big overview, high top view looking down on the team is that this is just my take, and it's pretty uninformed take on it, but they had such a great regular season record last year. They bow out early, I think, in the playoffs. Now maybe they're focusing, maybe they're not as focused on the regular season as they might possibly be a year ago because they know that it all matters in the postseason. You know what I'm saying? I just think in the back of their minds, psychologically, there's something there going on. I hope anyways.
Yeah. I mean, definitely. I mean, end of the day, you want that home court advantage. I mean, last year, like you said, they bowed out to the Heat, but in the crazy Game 7. But it's a long season. I mean, there's always talk about shortening the season, so sometimes they just go through the motions, which is why we picked up some of the losses, when we lost to the Lakers without when they had no LeBron or Anthony Davis. So I think that's going to happen throughout the rest of the last 31 games we have left, but I think this team is geared for the postseason, and once you see that, I think you could really see this team take it up another level.
All right, I'm with you. All right, sounds good. Mark, anything else you want to share with us? I'm glad that Joey Barrett didn't interrupt our phone call here today on this, with telling you what to do and go out and do something, or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, he actually messaged me about 5 minutes before we started, and then I put my phone on Do Not Disturb, so I may come back to handful of messages from Mr. Barrett himself.
Well, I didn't hear that, your texts weren't firing off here during this interview, so that's a good sign, too.
Whatever.
All right, but you guys are both doing a great job over there. Congrats. I know it's a lot of work this time of year. I don't know how you do it, but anyways, thanks, Mark, so much for your time, and say hello to Joey for me when you can.
Will do, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Joey Barrett, the sports editor of the Daily Item, but right there is Mark Aboyan from the Daily Item here on MSONewsSports.com.